107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Thursday, April 27th, and as always, it's great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And do we have you to thank for the sunshine today?
Well, I wish. I wish I had that power.
It's always a sunny day chatting about the Stratford Festival because, Ann, we've got three shows already on stage with previews.
We do. It's so exciting to have people back in town, and we've had so many sold-out houses. It's just fantastic. Rent is on stage at the Festival Theater, as is King Lear, and we have Spamalot at the Avon. Yesterday, I had friends from out of town at two different restaurants where I had to pop in and say hi. How's that? That means things are getting busy in town.
No, that sounds great. And King Lear previews had just started this week, is that right?
They did. They started on Monday, and it's going over really well. It's a really, really beautiful show. And, of course, it stars Paul Gross. And he's with David Keeley, who is one of his closest friends, and together they were in Hamlet back in 2000. It's really wonderful to see them on stage again this year. An entirely beautiful cast, beautiful design, and beautiful direction on the show. I think it's highly worth seeing. People were very positive coming out of the very first preview on Monday. And as I said, we also have Rent, and the word coming out of that, it's getting very buzzy, Rent is. The people I stopped by Patso to see yesterday said they had tears in their eyes. They were older, not old, but older, and ran into younger people outside, and they said they were similarly had glistening eyes from the production. So she was very happy to see that it hits. She's a theater person, that the show's appealing to all ages.
Oh, for sure.
I'm very happy to hear that as well.
Sounds good. And I imagine it's tears of laughter with Spamalot.
With Spamalot, it is tears of laughter. My friends who saw that thought it was absolutely perfect. One of them wasn't even a Monty Python fan.
Oh, wow.
And he thought it was hilarious. So it's good for everybody, whether you're a huge fan or not. I was going to watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail the other day because that's the movie the play's based on. And I found it was made in 1974, so long ago. But the musical is much updated from there and feels... It's so funny, and it is, to me, just exactly that. Laughter is the best medicine for these days, and it provides an awful lot of it.
And what a variety of shows previewing on stage. You have Spamalot, you have Rent, and you have King Lear. That's just an example of the variety of Stratford Festival.
Absolutely, and next week we're going to be adding Grand Magic, which is... a play that I believe will be new to all of us. I had a lot of trouble finding anything about it in English. It's an Italian classic by Eduardo De Filippo, and we know that Anthony Cimolino, the artistic director, has a great interest in Italian literature, being Italian himself, although he is a first-generation Canadian. So this is a brand new translation, and what a joy it was to see this play yesterday. I saw the technical dress rehearsal. It's very, very funny, laugh out loud funny in parts, but also extremely moving and has a fascinating message and beautifully designed. I mean, you start out at the Italian seaside. I highly recommend it. I have to say that I was most looking forward to seeing this as something I had never seen before, and it exceeded my expectations.
Oh, that is wonderful. Who's featured in Grand Magic?
Garrett Wynn Davies.
Okay, and he's looking very dapper in that trailer for the show.
Oh, my goodness, and you should see all of his amazing costumes in this. He is, he dresses as a magician at one point, so he's in tails, and then at one point he's quite down at the heels and in a robe, and then he comes out in the most beautiful purple suit I've ever seen with matching dark purple shoes. He looks amazing. That's a lot of detail nobody needed.
I love it. Thank you.
I loved it. it myself.
That sounds great. So we know that Rent is on the main stage along with King Lear. Spamalot's at the Avon. Where is Grand Magic taking place?
Grand Magic is at that beautiful new Tom Patterson Theater.
Oh, wonderful. What a show to be presented at the Tom Patterson Theater.
It is. And still, I can't get over being able to sit in that theater and enjoy a production. It's just... it's so beautiful, walking through the front doors, walking up to the building. Again, I had friends in town yesterday, and they all drove by and loved what they saw.
Oh, wonderful. And you're giving us a taste of great theater here with the Stratford Festival. And before we let you go, the visitor's guide is out.
Yes, it is. And I hope everyone's enjoying it. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I am not the one responsible for it. So when I say that, I am complimenting my colleagues who have designed this beautiful, beautiful book for us. The photography, I think, is exceptional. It is full of articles. It's very different from the visitor's guides of the past, much more magazine format. And it's arriving in people's mailboxes now, and it's also been distributed inside as an insert in several newspapers. So I hope people are getting it, receiving it, reading the articles, learning all about the shows, enjoying that beautiful photography, and planning their visits.
And yes, plan your visit now. Get your tickets. Previews are happening, but the upcoming season is fast approaching.
Just over a month. Yeah. So we'll be sitting outside the Festival Theater, watching the Pipers and having the red carpet. We're really looking forward to opening night, opening week.
Oh, we are so looking forward to it. Anne Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Again, the website, stratfordfestival.ca. Anne, thanks so much for this.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.